How much role does the United States and its allies in the region have to play in trying to reassure North Korea that they're not after a regime change?
Well, it's a good question, and it's something that a lot of experts, including in China and the U.S., are truly wrestling with. There is a legacy, the legacy of the Korean War, 1950 to 1953, and as you mentioned, there is no peace treaty. It's just an armistice, a temporary armistice. Now, when you have a North Korea that is a Stalinist authoritarian state, and a leadership that is truly dynastic in the context of first of all the great leader Kim Il Sung, the dear leader, his son Kim Jong Il, and now the supreme leader Kim Jong Un, who is currently the leader. You're looking at I believe a pretty paranoid authoritarian regime. Now, with obviously a terrible human rights record, with a system of internal control that I think Stalin would have been jealous of, the way they have organized things. Some of it is breaking down in the context of information flowing in, but it's still just a trickle. So when you start with what is called the Hermit Kingdom, truly isolated and rather paranoid, you don't have a very, very good start for right at the beginning. With respect to China, the best friend and ally of North Korea, with whom they have a defense agreement, technically, so China should be and has in the past protected North Korea, including in the Security Council, where they would veto sanctions initially. You had what has been called the lips to teeth relationship. It was so close. That's how Mao Zedong actually said it, characterized it. But this is truly unraveling. And given this kind of sense of independence that North Korea, paranoia and a need historically to be independent, they North Korea is becoming perhaps even more sensitive to any sort of possibility. And of course, the relationships, the North and South Korean relationship has gone up and down. You have a demilitarized zone at the 38th parallel that has been there since 1953. You've had a series over the years of artillery exchanges, north and south. So it's a tense, ongoing tense situation, and it's truly a legacy, a sad legacy, of the Cold War and how things have sort of evolved since that time, and since the fall of the Soviet Empire.